Anyone who's hard of hearing or deaf, closed captions on movies, videos, news, and any type of media, they're absolutely invaluable because they give you the ability to keep up and follow what's going on. I don't know exactly how they work, and I want to know whether they're different than subtitles, for example. Well, 17-year-old Hope Cotton decided to do something about the fact that New Zealand is one of the only countries in the OECD that doesn't legally require media producers to create closed captions. She's a Year 13 student from St. Oran's College in Upper Hutt, and she's launched a petition for legal captioning standards in New Zealand, and Hope's with us now. Hi, Hope.
Hiya, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Can you tell me, is captioning like subtitles? How does it work?
Yeah, it's pretty much subtitles. Closed captioning is subtitles that you have the option to turn on rather than open captioning, which is sort of like foreign language films where the subtitles appear automatically on the screen. It just kind of explains what's going on, the stuff that you can hear or can't hear, as the case may be.
So it's more of an explanation of background noise, that sort of thing? Is it more detailed?
So it's dialogue, but it's also details of background noise, things like screaming, background chatter, background music, that kind of stuff.
And so it's obvious. Obviously very important if you're deaf or hard of hearing.
Yes, definitely. It's very important. It allows us to understand news and entertainment and also education, especially in the increasingly digital COVID age. It's also quite important for people with neurodivergencies, such as auditory processing disorder and autism as well.
Why are some programs captioned and others not captioned?
Well, that's to do with where they're made, really. Programs that have been broadcasted, that have been made in places like Australia and America, where they have those laws, they have to be captioned. The captions are available, but ones made in New Zealand are a whole lot less likely to be captioned. Some programs on TV One are captioned because when they're made by the government, they tend to be a bit better. And there's an amazing company called Able who does a lot of great work for captioning, but the majority of programs you can find on free-to-view TV at the moment won't be captioned.
I love this word, craptions. what are they?
Craptions are kind of auto-generated captions, and they can have really dodgy accuracy. Especially as soon as you start having background noise within the audio you're trying to caption, the accuracy just gets worse and worse and worse. And it's atrocious, really. There was a documentary I had to watch for my history class last year on the Vietnam War. And one of the captions had something to do with helicopters and unicorns instead of the Ho Chi Minh. So that was great.
Helicopters and unicorns. So it's not a human who's doing the captioning?
No, it's an AI program, but right. It means the captions are very inaccurate. And they can be humorous, but they can also be dangerous.
Yeah.
And it can be things like if it was on a cooking show and it said to leave it in for 4 minutes instead of 40 minutes, you could have undercooked things. Or if it said to leave it for 4 hours rather than 40 minutes, you could burn your house down. You know, it's things like that that cause dangerous misinformation.
I'm absolutely astonished that we're one of the only countries in the OECD that doesn't legally require media producers to create them. I would have thought we would have been at the forefront of that. So you've launched a petition.
Yeah, I have. So that's something I did. On the government website. I think it's also on the RNZ website now. And
yes, it is.
It's pretty much me saying, hey, we need laws. And interestingly, New Zealand actually signed something with the United Nations called the Declaration for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which was an agreement to give disabled people all these rights and help them live equal lives. And one of the things that convention talked about was equal access to communications technologies. So really, we should be having these laws, but we just don't.
Yeah, so a petition, it should have been a done deal. Have you had any response from the government about it?
I have been contacting quite a few MPs. I've got a few automated responses. I did get a response from Minister Farfoy talking about the creation of his new broadcasting media entity, but really that just isn't enough. And if that government phases out, we have a new government next time, who knows? And if the funding phases out, we have no protection for these really crucial things for our understanding of information, and we really need laws in place to ensure that we always have access to captioning.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the cost of it and thinking that's probably the main reason, isn't it? Because they don't want to spend the money on getting it done.
I mean, yes, there is a cost to it, but I think there is also a greater cost, the quality of life of deaf and hard of hearing people who are completely lacking the access to this information, and it's really, really important that we do. And it's atrocious that we're cutting costs at the sake of accessibility. We need to be an accessible society. New Zealand should be an equal society. And in order to do that, we need these laws, and we need to man up and pay the costs and get these captions in place.
Hope, here's a message for you. New Zealand is one of the only countries in the world that does not have the evening news in New Zealand Sign Language. More important for deaf people than captions or subtitles. Good on Hope. Would you agree with that?
I think that's also very important, but I think it's also important to understand that while New Zealand Sign Language is incredibly crucial, and I'm a huge advocate for it, there are people who are neurodivergent or deafened later in life who don't know New Zealand Sign Language. And that means that captions are quite important for them, because even if they have interpreters, they might not understand them. Also, because 95% of deaf children are born to hearing adults, that means quite a lot of them don't grow up learning sign language, which is not great, and it's really bad for the critical language acquisition, but it does mean that captions are really important for them as well.
Right, so how many signatures would you like? You'd like as many as you can get, obviously.
Yes, definitely. So it's been amazing seeing the response so far, but just anyone who can sign, I would really appreciate it.
Very good. And that's just an amazing thing for you to be doing. You're obviously still, well, you're not obviously, but you are in year 13, so you've got a busy year as well as doing this. At school?
Yeah, it's been a bit hectic. I actually got help from my history teacher. I was like, how do I make this petition sound really important and professional? And she's like, oh, I'll give you a hand with some wording. So it's been a bit hectic. I ended up doing a lot of it in my study spells with my friend Zoe, trying to promote the petition around. So, yeah, it's been a bit hectic, but it's something really important to me, and I really wanted to get it out there.
Well, you're amazing. Love a good petition, Meg. Good on you. Thank you very much, Hope.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck with it. That's Hope Cotton, and that petition is on the RNZ Lately show page if you'd like to have a look at it.